Hey Mike, glad you could join us today. So, let me dive right into it with a little story from Song of Horror Episode 4. Imagine it's late at night. You've dimmed the lights, and the only sounds are the creaks of your old house. You're deeply engrossed in unraveling a mystery at St. Cecilia's Abbey. Suddenly, out of nowhere, you sense the chill of the presence creeping up. It's that perfect mix of spine-tingling thrill and I should probably have the lights on kind of fear. That's the heart-pounding excitement you get with Song of Horror. In Episode 4, the game is like a gothic love letter to horror fans, inspired by classic horror masterpieces. The vibes from this episode pull from the hauntingly atmospheric game Amnesia, The Dark Descent. St. Cecilia's Abbey is our setting this time, an eerie location where shadows seem to have a life of their own, and every corridor might just hold a piece of the puzzle, or something darker. You'll love the new narrative style where your experience shifts based on who you choose to play as. It's like a chilling choose-your-own-adventure, but with stakes way higher than just getting a paper cut. Ernest Finnegan joins the crew, and depending on previous decisions, and unfortunately, who might have met their untimely end, you'll see different faces in this journey. Visually, Song of Horror is stunning in its dark allure. The atmospheric graphics combine moody lighting with intricate, shadow-drenched details that put you right into the haunted world. It's like walking through a grimarium, that's a word, right? A grimoire and an aquarium of horrors combined. Now, Mike, if you're into narrative-driven experiences that keep you guessing and on your toes, this is one for your list. Sure, it might have elements that usually involve survival-type mechanics, like making it through intense situations, but the payoff is experiencing that narrative horror from an engaging, interactive viewpoint. Forget the mundane. This game is like a roller coaster through a ghost story. And why should you play this one above others? The presence. This entity adapts and changes how it haunts you, keeping every playthrough fresh and terrifying. It's not a jump scare fest, but rather an intelligently crafted psychological horror that earns its chills. However, if you're not one for intense atmospheres or creepy violence sneaking up on you, you might want to skip Song of Horror. Those, my friend, might just have you sleeping with the lights on, or at least questioning if that creak really was just the wind. For some comparisons, if you've ever plunged into the deep, unsettling world of games like Outlast or Soma, you'll find Song of Horror to be kin in its deeply immersive and complex horror narrative, yet unique with its blend to classical horror references and story architectures. In closing, Mike, if you're ready for a game that's about psychological chills over cheap scares, this episode of Song of Horror will serenade you right into its unsettling embrace. Remember to keep a candle lit and maybe a strategy guide close. It's a ghost hunt where persistence might just lead you to the truth. Until our next deep dive, happy gaming, and may the spook be with you.